Hey there, welcome to Stack Chart Spotlight. I'm Steve Taylor. This is Garrett Brown. We're from Channel Program. Yes. Garrett, yesterday was a major holiday, man.
It was. It was World Backup Day.
That one too, I guess.
Oh, yeah, the other one too. Yeah.
Yes, yesterday was World Backup Day. And oh boy,
sorry for you, if those of you out there have been a long day. Yeah,
I set you up for that. It's all good, man. So since yesterday was World Backup Day, we thought it would be only fitting to talk about BCDR devices. Now you're a well-educated MSP, so we're not going to talk to you like you don't know about these types of devices. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the hottest BCDR companies according to you and your reviews. This category is huge. There are a lot of companies on this chart here. In fact, there are over three dozen unique companies that we know of offering BCDR services on this list. Mm-hmm. Datto, Acronis, and Axient. These three are chart toppers. And if you're in the market for a new BCDR platform, they should all be on your list of companies to consider. All right. Garrett, reviews.
Yeah, bro. What do you want to know? What you want to know?
Man, Datto's got a lot of them. I mean, in fact, all these companies have a lot. It's like all three of these companies really are pushing to have a boatload of reviews on our platform. That is awesome.
Well, I don't think they have to push. I mean, be honest. I mean, backup and recovery is just, you have to have it. I don't care who you are. You have to, you know, so I think what in backup and recovery, one of the most popular categories that we have, for reviews and
I think so. Yeah. And let's be honest, if you're an MSP, the thing that helps you sleep at night is knowing your client's data is backed up.
That's true.
You know, you can have all the cybersecurity in the world, but if something goes wrong, you know you've got those backups.
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at the reviews here, the thing that I really like about what I'm seeing in these Datto reviews is everyone loves their product support. That just seems to be like, you know, choose up to three aspects of this vendor channel, three strengths of Datto solution. Look at that, product support. I just picked a random. I knew it would be there because product support is what everyone talks about when it comes to Datto.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's a good segue into our next segment, feature spotlight.
Oh, look, we have new animation. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
I did. All right. So with this segment, you know, we like to feature. We like to talk about some features that we've seen on the list, if you will, of one of these companies. And I want to pick Datto personally just because I have experience with them. Datto saved my bacon. And that's not to say any of these other vendors couldn't have done that. They all are great solutions, okay? But Datto is the one I have experience with. And I got to say, they saved my bacon, man. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I used Datto when I was an MSP. The product support was the number one thing I loved about it. Now, this was like 8 years ago, okay? So I have no idea how things work today. I would like to think they've gotten better. And based on the reviews, it seems that they have. And they were fantastic then. I had a client server go down back then, drive failure and RAID failed. So I worked with product support at like 1 a.m. on a Saturday morning or Friday night, whatever way you look at it. Yeah. And they got that BCDR spun up with a virtual machine Everything was back online in less than an hour. They even helped me with this obscure Windows server error. I don't really understand why it was an issue, but you know, Microsoft is my excuse. Microsoft. There was some obscure Windows server error that was causing network speeds to be at like 15 kilobits a second instead of the internal gigabit we should have been getting. So file transfers were a crawl. QuickBooks on the desktop was unusable. In fact, any of their local database line of business applications were unusable. And Datto helped me figure out there was a setting we needed to change in the network adapter properties. And it wasn't as simple as, like, you know, if you remember like 20 years ago, you'd have to go in and be like, let's manually tell it it's gigabit. It wasn't that. It was something like in the regedit. I couldn't tell you what it was. It was so long ago, man, but they fixed it. They did so much handholding for me. I will never forget that. And if I had to start an MSP today, I would look at Datto because of my experience that I had with them in the past.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, yeah.
Now, Garrett, do you have any, let's call it war stories from your years as an MSP?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, well, first of all, that's sleeping comfortably at night, you know, that is a goal, because there's all kinds of reasons that little monsters that keep you up at night. Backup and recovery is one of those things, especially when you wake up. We used to use Synology. This was a little bit back then, you know, because all these backup and recovery guys, it's a completely different. They've evolved, which I love it. And we use some stuff there, you know, some modern stuff right now. Matter of fact, today I had to do a quick restore on something for somebody that they somehow did whatever. How'd you do that? But you know, it was quick. You know, so that's the thing with the. I don't have anything in like. I mean, there are, you know, things that we have like, but it was one of those things where, you know, I learned very, very early on, you know, to have multiple layers, you know, because you can never rely on just one thing, you know, because kind of what you said right there, you know, like you're spinning up a VM, you may have a problem, but we would always do like, we would use like Synology for, you know, simple file backup. And then we would also use, a separate Synology designed for imaging the Windows machines, you know, on a schedule. We'd sort of try to, air gap them at the time, you know, as much as we could. But we also used StorageCraft, which they got bought out by somebody. I forgot their name, but we used that, and they were awesome because
Was it ArcServe?
Yes, ArcServe. Thank you. And then, you know, we even, you know, sometimes we would come in and there was basically some of these guys would run, at least back then, I don't know if they're still doing it a lot, but they would have like QuickBook servers. And it just depends on the size of the shop and, you know, whatever they were doing. But, you know, there was a couple of clients that were just, you know, they're huge, you know, they have like 10 different, you know, kiosk for all that. And it was a lot of work, you know, paper in and out. And I, you know, wanted the QuickBooks servers, you know, we had raided it, basically went down. And we later found out it was an electrical surge, even though we had all the UPSs and it just fried everything. Not just that, but we actually had to replace the wiring in some of the walls because they shorted. Wow. It was a big deal, but we had I think StorageCraft at the time was, we were doing the imaging function, I think, on it, and then also just kind of simple file backup, but we were able to basically get it stood up again, you know, within a couple of hours, at least now, not fully, but at least it got us to the point where they could be operational at a bare minimum, where they could conduct business and start creating revenue while we worked in the background to, you know, get it fully stood up. But this, you know, Raid was always there. If you don't Raid, you're crazy, you know, especially if you have an on-prem server, or, you know, but yeah, man, there's always been, you know, I can't think of everything, but that was really the one that came to mind. Cause yeah, man, this is gotta have layers in this stuff. I don't care who you're using, or, you know, you need to have layers, you know. Heck, even if it's just flash drive, or in some cases we used for the most critical files that were like, we're gonna do it, we would do the ultimate air gap where we put them on a like one of those gold archive type DVDs. But we just stack them up. But there, this particular client had some things that, you know, you couldn't, they're immutable. You couldn't, I mean, if you lost them, it was done, but it worked, you know, but there were various ways. There's different reasons and different needs and different types of environments, files to back up. So I'm really glad to see where we are now with all this. So that's the scenic view of your question.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you for sharing that. I think it's time for the MSP Buyer's Guide.
All right.
Look at that. That's more graphic. What we have here.
Boom.
Graphics. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to put our COO hats on, Chief Operating Officer. As the Chief Operating Officer of an MSP evaluating BCDR platforms, here are some key questions that we think you should be considering or asking as you do your software or hardware selection. So the first thing that I would look at is compatibility. Is the backup solution going to be compatible with your client's existing infrastructure, operating systems, applications? You know, as we move more and more to the cloud, I would say that this becomes both less relevant and more relevant all at the same time, because the old school way of thinking of we got to back up servers, maybe they don't have servers in-house anymore because they moved everything online, but you still need backups. Just because it's in Azure doesn't mean you don't back it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next thing I would consider is scalability. Can this scale and meet the growing needs of the client's business? A perfect example would be maybe your client is a marketing firm, and they create a lot of like really big files. You know, they use Adobe, all the things. And it's not uncommon for one of their marketing projects to have 10 gigs of files. And they work on, let's call it 10 to 20 marketing projects a month. So you can actually forecast their growth, right? And and as you forecast, you want to make sure you're buying a device that's capable not only of holding all of that information, but you got to make sure you're holding revisions too. So make sure you consider that too. And can it scale? Does it have room for more drives when you outgrow the amount of space you got now?
Yeah, that right there is a big one. You know, cause that's, especially if you have like an on-prem, you know, device of some sort, you know, a lot of people get the cost effective, like just fill it up. You don't have any more space. And next thing you know, you're having to buy more of the devices. Not a bad thing, but it's still something to, you know, definitely consider with scalability.
Absolutely. Yeah. Data protection. You know, you mentioned immutable. You know, do we need something that has encryption? Does it need to be immutable? Does it need to be air gapped? So what type of integrity, security, and compliance does the backup need? And that's a lot of data protection type of features all wrapped up into one. But if your client is HIPAA, you know, you've got certain standards you've got to meet. You've got certain retention policies you've got to adhere to. So, you know, think about, again, big picture data protection for your client backups.
Yeah. That's a big one.
Perfect. The last one I want to talk about is disaster recovery. So as I mentioned earlier, Datto and other backup solutions have the ability to spin up a virtual machine in an emergency. So even if the hardware server goes down, there are devices out there that can get the client back up and running in seconds or minutes. So as part of that disaster recovery plan, you should have a conversation with your client about, you know, what kind of recovery time objective is reasonable and what are you willing to spend to achieve that? Because those two are unfortunately very tied together.
Yeah, they are. If you don't mind me jumping in here, there's one thing in here, like recovery options, but really specifically testing the recovery. Mm-hmm. Because that's always a big one. It's kind of like you said with when you were doing it, you had an issue. You know, you didn't expect it. I've run into a lot of issues, especially back in the days where so everything looked great. We do whatever, but when it came down to it, you know, if you're not testing a recovery or somebody doesn't offer some sort of recovery testing, you know, I know there's some guys out there that do. Recovery testing for you. So that to me, in my experience, that right there is worth whatever, you know, that's what I'm looking for, me, because I've had too much experience with it, you know, recoveries not working. And then, you know, for whatever reason, you know, then maybe you have to rely on a simple file backup and then you have to build, but testing the recovery images or the VMs, whatever it is, gotta check for that, because if they offer that service, definitely that's important to me, because I don't have to take the time to do it. I don't want to find out when it's happening, you know. So it's very, I think that's a very good feature to look for.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks so much, everyone, for being with us for another Stack Chart Spotlight. I am opening up my schedule so that way I can tell you next week we are going to talk about platform as a service. And that's an interesting category to me, because it's such just the name alone is interesting. So I can't wait to have you tell us what platform as a service means next week. And I'll catch you guys at the next episode. Take care, everybody.
Bye, buddy. Thank you.